Okay. One, will y'all have it four times a year?
Yes.
I think all the women should be able to make that, huh? Amen?
Amen.
You don't have to look at your calendars, just have to put God first. Amen? Push some of the other stuff back and put God first.
Yes.
I'm telling you, what I'm about to share with you, you miss out on what God is doing. You just talk about Abraham's blessing.
Yes.
It's your inheritance.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes,
in the world, people look for inheritance. Amen?
Yes.
And when some don't deserve it, don't get it, they upset. Because
yes.
It's passed on to somebody else.
Yes.
But God's got inheritance for everybody here. Amen?
Amen.
But you got to put God first.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Lord. Don't say, God, why are you not doing this for me when you do everything else and show up last for God's service. Amen.
My God.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to preach this morning.
Bless
Amen.
God,
probably going to make somebody upset. But it's
Lord.
Time for us to know who Jesus is. Amen.
Bless.
It's time for us to serve him as our Lord and Savior. So women, starting as you leave here today, you make up your mind every week you're going to contact at least three women. Amen? I don't care if they're saved or unsaved. I don't care if they just got out of jail. They're standing on the block selling whatever they're trying to sell. If you can convince them to come in here, the Holy Ghost will take the rest. Amen?
Amen.
Now you pray the Holy Ghost will give you what they need to hear so they will follow you. Amen? The last women's prayer breakfast was an explosion, wasn't it?
Yes.
Amen. It blew you all mind what God did up in here.
Yes.
Well, things are going to only increase now. I said they're only going to increase.
Yes.
Amen. And the Lord has really been showing us some things. We had an awesome time here yesterday with Dr. Fournay. His message was, man have a lot of questions, but God has all answers.
Yes.
And why the gospel of Jesus Christ is attractive to the true believer.
Yes.
It was powerful. Amen?
Yes.
Well, we expect it, and I'm going to throw it out there now. We're going to have another great speaker next month on 16th of June for men's prayer breakfast. It's going to be Minister Michael's cousin from Chicago. I'm not going to try to even pronounce his name. His name, I call him Can-Can. Amen? And some of you already heard the testimony of Can-Can was a gangster who God brought out. Amen.
Yes.
Feared in his home country.
Yes.
But God is using him mighty. So he's going to do the men's prayer breakfast and that Sunday morning worship service if the Lord say the same. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. A young man that I met about 10 years ago and everything. And as we sat down and talked, the Lord gave me some things to give to him. And when he came for Michael's mother's sermon and songs celebration, he began to share all of these things with me. Bishop, you told me this was going to happen. You told me that was going to happen. And I'm scratching my head. When did I say all of that? Amen? He said, not only it happened, it manifests itself, and it's getting greater and greater and greater. And he come to the country. He knew he needed a job, but God exploded. He went over the top with him. Amen?
Yes.
And now, being in the country, he has a spot on Moody Bible College radio station in Chicago. Amen?
Yes,
spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's written books, which I have some he want me to pass on to pastors. And God is just doing a great work in his life. Amen?
Amen.
He's one of them brothers that received Jesus Christ and believed him, and nothing else got in the way.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And that's what God is looking for all of us, absolute surrender. And so I just want to thank God. Before I go to the message, I have to share about Wednesday night.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. This, what you're doing today, is a spillover for Wednesday
yes.
night.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. You talking about God in the house. Bible study started at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Supposed to end at 8 o'clock. And I think that we finally left here by 9:30 myself. Amen. The Holy Ghost came up in here. Amen. Amen. I probably need a little help, but I have to testify about the hand of God. Amen. As we was closing out, Brother Everett says, you know, can you give me a condensed version about praying in the Spirit? And I was trying to give him a condensed version and let him know it is tongues, but there are different application of tongues. Asked him to come up, and as I was tempting to lay hands on him, I saw him going back. So again, the Holy Ghost say, lay your hands on his belly. And as soon as I did, the Holy Ghost exploded. Boom! Yes. He began to speak in tongues. Amen. And everything came alive. Yeah. Amen. I think next was Miss Penny. The Lord gave me two words to speak to her. She went out. And so I picked her back up. And then Sister Katie came up, began to speak in her life. And she went out again. And I said, wow, Lord, this is an interesting night. And Sister Laura sat over here just shouting and speaking in tongues. I'm looking at the clock. Oh, we're going past the time. God have your way. Amen. And then all of a sudden, Sister Wendy reached over there. I guess the speaker say something. The Holy Ghost hit her and she fell right on the side of her. Nobody got a chance to catch her. She went face forward. Boom. Amen. Speaking in tongues. So y'all scared of tongues. It's not the place to be. Hallelujah. Amen. And I remember Sister Laquita came up and began to pray over her, and the Lord began to move in her life. Amen. And God spoke some things to her. She walked out here with newfound joy. And then all of a sudden, here come you one day with Mom. And I said, Mom want to say something to you. She wants to receive the Holy Ghost. And I don't remember even saying but maybe one word, and she was gone. Next thing I know, she was just laughing. She couldn't stop laughing. I said, that's the Holy Ghost laughter. You already have joy, but God going to show you a new joy. And she said, when is this going to stop? When God is through. I understand you was laughing all the way home. Amen. You couldn't stop. She was scared of it at first. What's wrong? I can't stop laughing. This ain't you. You asked for it, now you're just getting a touch of who God is. God exploded in this house. Hallelujah. He didn't stop there. Next thing, I thought I was getting ready to give Brother Michael the programs to pray. Here come his wife. Pastor Lord just spoke and told me, I'm getting ready to have a baby. I said, amen. I have to say, I was wondering, Lord had me speak that almost 2 years ago. But he told me also, remind her of them 9 names I gave her. Amen. So even as I knew by the time I was going to reach in her direction, she was gone again. Amen. But then I spoke and says, Abram, come on up here. Sarai, wound just been opened. Amen. And so we prayed over them. Amen. Did I miss anything? It was so awesome. As I was sharing this with the men's prayer group, and Apostle Hines told me, he said, if anything like that happened again, put me on speed dial. I said, you got to come all the way from Dallas. He said, that's okay, I'll be here. Amen. And as I began to share how the Holy Ghost took over, and see what I didn't share with none of you is that whole evening, as I was trying to line this lesson up the way I thought God wanted to go, I got lost in the lesson. It got so deep, it was like I was in a cloud. I said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to teach this. I said, this stuff is hitting me from every direction. He said, just stand before the people. You know, I did have 4 pages to teach from. I got through 2 paragraphs, and the Holy Ghost took over everything else. Amen? See, I keep telling you about coming to Bible study. Amen? See, when you miss Bible study, you miss a whole lot. The teacher, the great teacher, is here at Bible study. And that's not me. That's the Holy Ghost. Amen? He exploded it here. Showed people who never, ever experienced him that he's real. Amen? And I'm going to just say it again. I know people don't like to hear this. You think you know Jesus. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you don't know Jesus. You know about somebody named Jesus. You know about the Bible talks about Jesus. Only the Holy Ghost can introduce you to Jesus. Amen? And walking in his power. And the Lord assured me, he says, keep doing what you're doing. Amen. It's getting ready to get even greater. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. We've been asking God for Acts Church. Amen? Yes. And God is bringing forth Acts Church. Yes. With all the gifts of the Holy Spirit exploding. Amen? Yes. People start prophesying. I'm like, look at this, God. Look at this. Look at this. See, I learned long time ago that if you're waiting for a whole bunch of people in a crowd for the Holy Ghost, most time he ain't going to show up. You know when I learned about the Holy Ghost? When I got saved, you know, you go to church like on Sunday night. Folk don't go to church on Sunday night. But we would go in California church, and we may have 100 and some folk there Sunday morning. Sunday night we may have 20, maybe 15. But the Holy Ghost come in there. We come in at 7, say we're going to be at 9. We leave at 11 o'clock. Amen? He just take the service. Amen. That's where I saw the power of God. That's where I saw demons come out of people screaming and running out of the place. Amen. People who practice witchcraft fell under the power of God. You know, I'm just a little Baptist boy. I ain't never seen nothing like this. I read about it. But I know now, and once it's been exposed, God is still God. Amen. As my pastor, Dr. Goodgo, say, he say, we so busy going in and running out of church. He say, most time you shut down the church and run out of here, guess what? Who get the blessing? The janitor. You gone. The Holy Ghost showing up. Now he's following you already in your car, going to get you some barbecue and fried chicken. And the janitor is receiving the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? What am I saying? Put God first. Don't be in such a rush. It doesn't matter what's going on. God is first. Amen? I don't care if it's my birthday party. I don't care if I just got elected president. God is still first.
Amen.
Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy.
Yes.
Can God have at least one day, huh?
Yes.
That you can just concentrate on him and don't put everything else before him? We are Christians, and we're going to talk about the two types of Christians today. Amen?
Yes.
It's going to give you an opportunity to find out which one you are and whether you want to stay one or the other. Just showing up and going to church, them days are over, folk. Now, I'm not telling you you're not saved, but I'm telling you that inheritance you're looking for, you will never get it. You got salvation, but you will not be able to walk in the power of God on this earth until you learn how to sacrifice, humble yourself, and listen at God and move when God say move. Amen?
Amen?
This is a powerful time. And God just showed up Wednesday night to just let us know, I have not forgotten you. Amen? I don't think anybody left out of here Wednesday night did not know they was in the presence of God. Did anybody go home and immediately went to sleep? Huh? Yeah, that was one of them nights you had to ponder, what is God doing? Amen? I was just driving a truck and I almost missed my turn. Amen. I was just thinking about God, the power of God. And God comes in the demonstration of power. But if you just one who go to church and want to hear a sermon and hear a few songs and go on about your business and say, okay, God, I did you a favor today. I feel that quota. You will never experience the hand of God. Folk, as I told you, I'm not satisfied until I see the church responding like in the book of Acts. When I start seeing the blind sight come back to them. Those who can't hear, he's giving them the hearing back. Even one drop dead, get up in the name of Jesus. This ain't the place. Amen? Deaf, you're not going to rob what God is doing here. Amen? I say get up in the name of Jesus. And deaf have to respond to the name of Jesus. Like everything else have to respond to the name of Jesus. He said all it needs is a faith the size of a mustard seed. He didn't say go bring a whole box of faith. He said just like a mustard seed. If you could just trust in that and watch him move, amen?
Amen?
But always giving him the honor, the glory, and the praise, amen?
Amen.
There's going to always be those folk out here that believe that the Holy Ghost don't work anymore. That this is all we're going to have till we get to heaven. Well, I'm here to let you know I'm going against your odds. I'm going to preach Jesus, amen? In the power of the cross, in the blood of Jesus, because it's power in his name. Hallelujah. God assured me if we would just turn to him, spend more time with him, you'll have a lot less trouble in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I don't mean that you're not going to have trials and tribulation, but this up and down roller coaster, broke and don't have this, and trying to figure this out, trying to figure will you give God some, how much you're going to have left over. When God exploded in your life, you don't care anymore. You want to give him everything, amen? because you know he is the keeper. He is the blesser. He is the way maker. Amen. Amen. In the process of that, I'm going to tell you, God touched my body. I was jumping all over the place. That energy is still here. I didn't leap tall buildings yesterday, but I did get out there in that sun. Me and the sun had a good time. Amen. But then the other son, S-O-N-S-A, have some wisdom, go sit down. It's too hot out here. Amen. But nevertheless, God is still moving by his spirit.
Yes,
y'all ready to go to the word?
Yes.
Praise his holy name.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, again, it's your word that we come to hear. It's your voice that I ask that you speak to every heart. Not just those things that are verbal, but in our spirit, O Lord. Touch each and every one who came out here today. Let them not leave here the same.
Yes.
Put things on every one of our heart. Not just them, me too. Deal with me. God, you are the true and most holy God.
Yes, Lord.
And you have given us every chance in life to be successful. But God, let us humble ourselves and honor you as the Most High God.
Yes.
Even the calls in our life, let us rethink those things. That the God of the universe, you thought enough of us to call us to teach, to preach, to prophesy, to evangelize. God, let us not take those calls lightly. And even those that have many other gifts of the Holy Spirit, let us not take those things for granted. Let us not cast our pearls among the swine.
Jesus.
And even the talents that you gave along with the gifts and the call, let us not waste them on the world.
Jesus.
But know that you gave us what is to sing, hospitality, to go forth and touch lives. Every good and perfect gift comes from you.
Yes.
Let us be reminded of that, Lord. And as we got up this morning, we got up in your presence. God, you blessed us. You fed us.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, you got a roof over our head.
Yes, Lord.
And sometimes we think we're privileged. You owe us that, but we really don't. So, God, I just ask that you just open us up today. As this message go forth, laying everything bare. Open it up to us, O Lord. Bring us to that place of our shortcomings that we will repent. Not being judged by you, but being convicted to show us your way is the best way. That many things can change in our life if we just let you have our life. Lord, as we stand before you today, we declare Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.
Amen.
He is Lord over all. All power is in his hands. Every other God is not a God. It's a false God. It doesn't count. I don't care what religion it is. Jesus is over all gods. Satan have to bow just like we have to bow. He has no power over Jesus. So God, I just ask as I pray this morning that you enlighten the believer to understand there's no one like Jesus Christ. And I don't care how many religions are out there believing what they want to believe. May every one of them crash and burn. That Jesus Christ can rise. We thank you, Lord, because Jesus Christ is not only our Lord and Savior. He is the Son of God. He is God. Everything made was made by him that was made. And we come to honor him today. Oh, God, as we lift up the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I ask that you move on us like never before. Holy Ghost, just take over, shake us, wake us, do whatever you have to do, that we from this point on will glorify your name, serve you. And Lord, even if it means changing our schedules, our agendas, or whatever the case may be, Jesus first. You've already told us in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. Now, Lord, as you continue to bless us, remember every church that's open in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, go among your children, your saints, Lord. And bring the conviction that needs to be brought.
Jesus.
Bring the blessings that need to be brought. Encourage those that need encouraging even today. and those who are about to give up and walk away. Snatch them back, Lord, even now. Let them realize, Father, you are the only way. And you didn't promise us a picnic or a rose garden. But, Father, you are the God of blessings. You're the God of promises. You're God that has never broken a promise. So, God, I just ask that you bless your church, the body of Christ today, throughout the world, Father, everywhere, even those that have doubt. Lord, I ask that you bring them back in the fold in Jesus' mighty name. And let the saints of God say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We have some familiar scriptures that you're very familiar with today, and we're just going to ask the Holy Spirit to just enlighten you in these areas. This morning, we want to talk about laying everything bare. How many know that there's nothing hidden from God? Huh? Well, Zechariah 4 and 6, which is back here, was a message. It says that then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto who? Zerubbabel. Say, not by might, nor by my power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Amen? Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That's where the blessings come from, the Lord himself. How many, I think I heard somebody say, how many of you have tried to achieve all these things and find that you went nowhere? Amen? Even in 2018, as a Christian, we still got to depend on God. Amen? God is still the right God for the right thing. Whatever God gives you, it's a blessing. Amen? Sometimes we look out of these worldly eyes and we are not satisfied because, why God give me this here when I asked for that over there? Because that over there is going to kill you. And God give you this here. Don't look like much, but if you just let God deal with it, it will multiply. Amen? It'll bring about great blessings. In the process, it will change you. I want you to see the word of God. It's not by your might. You can struggle forever. And you don't have the power. But it's by God's spirit that we are blessed. Amen? Amen. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intentions of the heart. God knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. Amen? So you can't hide nothing from him. It said, neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him whom we have to do. Amen? That's powerful. You know why it's so powerful? Because we know nothing can be hidden from God. But Jesus Christ coming, he died for your sins. Amen? Everything you've done, gonna do, or even think about doing, he already knew that before you ever came to earth. And he's not one that want to bring up your past and beat you down with your past. Amen? He said, okay, now your past is dead. Now you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Walk and live for me that I can bless you. I'm not blessing you based on how you act in the past. I know you was going to act like this. Amen? And I'm not blessing you based on your performance. Amen? I'm blessing on you as you humble yourself before me and follow me out of obedience. Amen? Sometimes it's hard for America to understand because we want to be in charge. Amen? I say we want to be in charge. Well, I'm telling you, the kingdom of God is not a democracy. You don't have no say-so. Either you follow God or you don't follow God. Amen? It doesn't matter what the celebrities or the politician, anybody else have to say. If you want to be blessed to God, you have to do it God's way. You're a child of God. Is that correct?
Yes.
Amen? We're in agreement?
Yes.
Okay, you're no longer a child of the devil who loves to sin. You do still sin, by the way. Amen? I say you still sin, but it's not your nature anymore. Your spirit has been changed, and you no longer enjoy sin. How many people know that sin has pleasure in joy? Huh? Well, maybe I'm the only one. I enjoy it. Amen? But sin also has something else added to it, death. James Brown made a song, Doing It to Death, and I was doing it to death. Amen? And enjoying it and dying at the same time. But thank God for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That he changed everything. Amen?
Yes.
Every born again believer has a built-in desire to live holy. You might not know that. But I'm letting you know that this morning. Amen? Amen. That desire in you to do what God wants you to do is put there by the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. And so if you just listen at him and understand what he says, and Paul is going to explain this to us in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. We're going to look at a few verses there. And I want you to really pay attention what he's saying here to us, because this is what we see happening around us every day. I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation, so you don't have to worry about the thou's, do's, and all these other things. It's just going to break it down for you. Is that all right?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 3, 3rd chapter, 1 through 9. Dear brothers and sisters, now Paul is addressing the church of Corinth, which he called them believers just like him. He addressed them as brothers and sisters. Amen?
Amen.
He's not talking about the unsaved. He's talking to the saved folk.
Yeah.
He said, brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I would to spiritual people. I had to talk as though you belonged to this world, or as though you were infants in the Christian life. I had to feed you with milk, not with solid food, because you weren't ready for anything stronger. And you still ain't ready. He didn't say ain't. I said ain't. He said, and you still aren't ready. Amen? For you're still controlled by your sinful nature. He's talking to Christians. Amen? See, you're going to either be controlled by this flesh, you're going to be controlled by the Spirit of God living in you. Amen? And so that's really, we can't waste no more time this teetotaling going back and forth. We got to make up my mind, do we want to have Holy Ghost controlled lives? And do it God's way.
Yeah.
We are living in time. We don't have time to make excuses why we do not obey God and do what God tells us to do. Those days are gone.
Yeah.
You ought to be tired of always being behind everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is ever working. You get a moment of joy, and then you have a month of despair. That's not God's way. Amen? If you let this word get in you and work in you, God will change all of that on the inside of you. Even when you're going through trials and tribulation, the Word of God has a way of impacting you so you can even walk through those things.
Yeah.
The things that cause you stress and worry, it doesn't even bother you anymore because you gave them to Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yeah.
He says, for you are still controlled by your sinful nature. You are jealous of one another, quarrel with each other. Doesn't that prove you are controlled by your sinful nature? Are you living like people of the world? When one of you say, I'm a follower of Paul, another say, I'm a follower of Apollos, aren't you acting just like the people of the world? How does that translate today? Well, I'm a Baptist. I'm a Methodist. I'm a Presbyterian. I'm a Catholic. Oh, I'm non-denominational. I'm just Holy Ghost filled on my own. That's what he's saying right here to them. He said, you're just acting like the world. You're trying to categorize what kind of Christian you are. You're supposed to be a child of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yeah.
Denomination made up by man.
Yeah.
I think I talked to someone this week, run into a person trying to convince them, if you're not in the Catholic Church, you're going to hell. All other churches are false. Don't waste time messing with people like that. Amen? They're just trying to confuse you. You know better, so don't even entertain it. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. The Baptist is not the head of the church. The Pope is not the head of the church. He may be over the Vatican and all that other stuff up under him, but Jesus is the head of the church.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that there's not saved Catholics. There's some on fire Holy Ghost filled Catholics. Amen?
Yeah.
If some of them have had experience with Jesus Christ, the Pope is just a Pope to them. They're not confessing to him. They're not bowing to him. They're not kissing his ring. They're honoring Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And you got to get to that place. Amen? You got to get to that place that your denomination, your religion don't define you. Because when you are controlled by your religion, you just push Jesus outside the door. Amen? You got to let Jesus take control of your life. Pastor, you say all those things. I can't help. I was born a Baptist. You wasn't born a Baptist. Your folk went to Baptist church when you was born. Amen? That's what you got to get to that right. You have them folk back home. I'm born a Baptist. I'm a live a Baptist. I'm a die a Baptist. You're going to go to hell as a Baptist. Amen? You better get Jesus in the center of your life. Amen? We have to understand who's in charge here today. God is tearing down these walls of religion. Everything that man raises up, it divides us. And Satan is behind it.
Yes.
He don't care about your denomination. That's where you have all these strange and false doctrines. They don't be no Pentecost folk. They too hard. They too hard. I got the Holy Ghost. They told me I don't have the Holy Ghost. Then Pentecostal, you ain't saved. You come up here, woman with them pants on, you ain't saved. Don't see the division and all that foolishness. And man, you know what? You come up in here with that long hair, you ain't saved. Don't be up here trying to prophesy nothing. You ain't saved. Ain't no prophets today, no way. And here come the Presbyterians. Can we just talk about love? We don't want to hurt nobody's feelings now. You know, we all are God's children. And all three of you have missed the boat. Amen. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Talk about Jesus. Ask him to make the change. I can walk among any one of them, call them sister and brother. I can love them, regardless of their religious differences, whatever. But one thing they must know, I'm going to talk about Jesus. And the word of God says you're in sin, I'm going to tell you in sin. Amen? See, there I go. That's really not like go to church, them kind of folk like that. They always putting somebody down. If God identifies sin in your life, you ought to be happy.
Amen?
Amen? How many folk you know is in sin and don't realize it's sin? Huh? Anybody ever know that? Huh? I've seen, like I remember times when we was in Germany, we had sergeant majors, all these stuff. We start breaking the word down, the guy told me, I didn't know God looked at that like that. You know, everybody else is doing it. Yeah, everybody else on the way to hell. You better get this thing right. Amen? Because every one of you are intelligent enough to read the word of God. And if you just trust the Holy Ghost, he'll show you what is wrong and what is right. Anybody ever been convicted? Huh? Ain't nobody said nothing to you. But the word of God convicted you. And what you do, you turn to God and repent. Amen? And then the light begins to shine. And the light gets so bright, you begin to see all this other filth that you thought was cool. Amen? And then you move away from that darkness as God is cleaning you up. Now you're going to be strange and you're going to be confusing people. You're getting peculiar now. And then Satan sent his little buddies, it don't take all of that. You don't even go to the club with us no more.
Oh my God.
I'm going to club tonight. I'll be in church tomorrow. In fact, I'm going to sing in the choir. I'm leading the song tomorrow. But I'm still going to the club tonight. Amen? I saw a preacher was sharing the other day. He said, man, I got saved in the 70s. I didn't understand what folk was really talking about. I just thought, well, I was free, free indeed. I used to get the Bible and something that smoked me a joint and read the word. He said, I thought I had all this clarity. And I'm out there saying all this crazy stuff until God dealt with me one day. Amen. Oh, I know a Christian be high as a kite. Well, it's medical marijuana. You better leave that mess alone. Amen. God is the one that give you a clear mind. Amen. I used to have a brother who would tell me that. Not my brother, but another brother. Man, I get so much clarity when I'm high. I can see all kinds of things. Now the preacher said to a pulpit, I got high. And he said, I was preaching. This guy told me, I got high before I came in here. And I saw Jesus Christ. He said, what did it look like? Well, he had his motorcycle boots on and everything. Boy, go sit down somewhere. Amen. See, the devil make a fool out of you. All in the name of religion. Amen. Folk, the word of God is simple. It says that it comes with power.
Yes.
It separates the spirit and the soul.
Yes.
It cuts through the joint and the marrow. It lays everything bare.
Yes.
So you will be without excuse. God will show you even the things that you thought didn't matter.
Amen.
Amen? That's the reason you want to be on Jesus' side.
Yes.
As Paul goes on to say, he said, after all, who is Apollos? Who is Paul? We are only God's servants, though whom you believe the good news. Each of us did the work the Lord gave us. I planted a seed in your heart. Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important, God makes the seed grow. Amen?
Amen.
And see, that's what happens in many of these denominations. They set up all their programs and stuff. Man, you ought to come over here. Our churches are growing. We're doing all these different things in the community and everything. And you start talking about script. Well, we don't get off in all that. One dear friend told us that, you know, actually I don't like go to a lot of y'all churches because our church, well, it's nice. Our pastor keeps it real. And you know, every once in a while he say, you know, it's all right to crack a joke and everything. I said, you going to a church of entertainment. But when the word of truth come, you don't want to hear that. You want to laugh your way in and out of the service. But one day it's not going to be funny. Amen? And he will be held accountable. And you fall behind that foolishness when the Holy Spirit is trying to bring you out and teach you the word of God how to live holy unto him.
Yes.
God is still a holy God. Amen?
Yes.
And if you want to experience the power we experienced on Wednesday night, and furthermore that's going to happen in the future, you got to get away from all that stuff.
Yes.
Now, I want to make sure you understand, I didn't tell you every Baptist, every Presbyterian, every Church of God in Christ, every Methodist is wrong. Because some of them are so full of the Holy Ghost,
yes,
so powerful and walking in, they have stride and they have rose beyond their denomination.
Yes.
And even though they choose to stay in there, I can tell you, most of them are miserable. Amen? In that set, because when they try to speak up under the power of the Holy Spirit, somebody's there to shut them down.
Yes.
You're going against our denominational order. Amen? And so, they say, why haven't you left? Because God got me there praying for them. This is my burden, I pray, because God want to open their eyes. Now, that don't make no sense in the natural, but God will assign you in places where everybody don't like you.
Yep.
And you say, I moved my membership. God say, you don't do what? I assign you here. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
You ever heard of people moving the membership?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm back home, we have about five churches, amen? Somebody get mad, they moved, they join everybody's church. They get mad, this pastor, they moved the membership. Moved the membership, amen. You ever thought about it? It's you, it's not the pastor. Amen?
God, yes.
I wonder, you know, I'm glad that God knows these things. Because you know what? You have a hole by your name, erasing your name in and out of the book of life is based on your denomination. Amen? You have to understand that God knows what is going on.
Yes.
We have to learn how to live holy unto the Lord.
Yes.
Paul addressed these folk in the beginning, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
We know even the natural brothers and sisters don't get along. But in the house of God, our Father is God.
Yes.
He is the one that should determine how we learn to love one another.
Yes.
I say learn to love one another.
Yes.
Not learn how to judge one another.
Yes.
Learn how to love one another.
Yes.
See each other's shortcomings and pray for them.
Yes.
And if they come up short, see, can you help them to come back up? Amen.
Yes.
Don't let other folk walk out the door because they're afraid of your wrath. Because we all come short of God's glory.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
That don't mean that we're going to wink our eye at your sin. You know I'm not, don't you?
Yeah.
Huh? I'm going to still love you, but I'm going to still tell you about your mess too.
Yes.
Amen? We have to understand that God still wants us to live holy.
Yes.
I say God still wants you to live holy.
Yes.
So that seed that he planted can begin to grow on the inside of you. We have to understand why it's a terrible thing to remain carnal-minded. Because as long as you remain carnal-minded, the flesh is going to control your life.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Carnal-minded is going to cause you to miss out on many things that God wants to do in your life.
Yes.
Carnal-minded means that that flesh is still looking at its priorities, and most of them is in the world.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
See, let me say this. As a leader in the body of Christ, when God called you, he called you with a holy call.
Yes, God.
You should cherish that call that God called you.
Yes.
You may not understand it, don't even know what it means or anything. But you know, like anything else that you're trying to achieve, you spend time to try to learn it. Amen?
Right.
If you spend time, God called you to be a teacher, you should find everything in the Bible that pertains to teaching.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Some of you have been taught in the secular world, you understand the process of teaching. That's a gift God has given you. Now add it with the Holy Ghost and let him show you how to be a powerful teacher.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
He takes those things that you learn and he uses them for his kingdom. Amen?
Yes.
And that's the way the kingdom expands. It don't just stay in here.
Amen.
You may start off in here as a Sunday school teacher, a Bible study teacher. Who knows? You may be teaching all over the city.
Yes.
By the power of the Holy Ghost, because you have embraced that gift God has given you.
Yes.
You are studying that word both day and night.
Yes.
And you know, the Holy Ghost is giving you things, and when you speak, you're speaking. Sometimes people who've been in church 40 years, it's like a new revelation to them. Where in the world did this come from?
God.
Amen?
Yes.
That's what Jesus did when he was in the temple.
Yep.
Man, where he coming all this wisdom from? We know that Joseph, boy over there, they be working on them houses. He's a carpenter. Where he getting this kind of knowledge from? Here these great Pharisees, their pretty robes and all the ephod and all this stuff. Sitting there. Where is he coming from there? He didn't study under Gamaliel. He didn't study under him. But where is he coming from? Well, we can't dispute what he's saying. He following the word, boom, boom, boom. Now he's throwing some other stuff that we wasn't able to see. But wasn't that prophesied? Yeah. How do you know that he wasn't born? It was by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And in you also, the Spirit wants to use you the same way. What did they say about the apostles after Jesus was gone? Because they were standing up bold and declaring the word of God. Well, we know this. These boys are uneducated. Only thing they know how to do is fish and hang out down there by the beach and everything, catching fish.
Yes.
Now they're here talking about the word of God. But you know what? These boys used to hang with Jesus.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And these boys isn't rubbed off on them.
Yes.
And we can't deny that they're not doing miracles in his name.
Yes.
Shut them up. They're messing us up.
My God.
When I walk down the road with my long robe on and people ain't buying to me no more, they're all there listening to them fishermen.
Yes.
That's messing my stuff up. Amen? That's what religion will do to you.
Yes.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Yes.
But he want to empower everybody in here.
Amen.
To do a mighty work way beyond anything that you could ever think or do. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I don't care about your past.
My God.
I don't care what you used to do in the past.
Lord.
This is a new day for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God ain't bringing up your past. We not either. Amen.
Amen.
The word says what? While you over there looking at the speck in somebody else's eye, get that big old log out of your eye. Amen. You tripping and falling down over everything. But you can see everybody else's fault. Amen. That's where we cannot allow ourselves to stay calm-minded.
Yes.
We got to let everything be laid bare before God.
Yes.
You know, when God is peeling off these labors and God is cleaning off, it gets painful sometimes.
Yes.
But you know, at the same time as he peeling off these labors, he removing selfishness. Amen.
Yes.
He letting you know you ain't all of that. You now nobody ain't bragging on you no more. You used to be on the front, now you're in the back. Amen. Now God say, go get the mop bucket and mop the floor. God, do you know who I am? Yes, I know who you are. Amen. Get back there and get the mop bucket. Amen. Amen. That's basically what you're saying to the rich and unruly. He's telling God, I've done everything from my childhood and everything. Say, okay, well, give away all your riches and follow me. It messed him up. Amen. Well, give me, I go to Bank of America. They tell me I ain't got nothing. I gave it all away. No, I can't do that. My stock is over here. I've done everything else, but he walked away. Amen. How many of you will walk away from the call of God because you want to be secure in your finances, in your house, and make sure you have plenty when you retire? And don't realize one stroke of the pen is all gone. Amen. You done worked 40 years and can't enjoy none of it. Amen. But when you work for Jesus Christ, you can enjoy that and everything to come. Amen. See, when you locked on to Jesus, you have to get this in your spirit. When you locked on to Jesus, it's always an increase. Amen. God bring an increase when you haven't done anything. Amen. God promote you when you haven't even deserved it. Amen. You be thinking about, well, God told me to just pay my tithes and so into the kingdom of God, I'm going to try him. And you're going on about your business, not thinking about it. 3 or 4 months, you're doing tithes, and also you got all this joy and stuff, and all of a sudden somebody come up, you know, the IRS overlooked something here, they owe you about $50,000. Boom, I said, huh? Where did this come from, God? Amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen? Because you honor what God said do, amen?
Yes.
Money was not an object of your mind anymore. You were so glad everybody didn't see. Can I help you? Well, let me give you $5, brother. Let me help you over here, sister.
Amen.
Not you wasn't showing out. This is just a newfound joy, a new creature. You trying to bless people. Amen?
Yeah.
Let me go over here and help this person out. And you don't realize that your bank account's sitting almost at $2.42. You can't write no check for $200. That's $2.42 left. But you done wrote the check now. Oh, Lord, you know, I got carried away. Forgive me, oh, Lord. God said, go check your bank account. Okay, that's 2,000. Where did that come from, God? Amen? Because God saw the intent of your heart, the honesty, the love, the kind, trying to please God. When Christians can make up their mind, their first priority is to please God. You cannot stop the flow of the blessings of God. Amen?
Amen.
God said he will not hold back any good thing from you. Amen?
Yes.
I'm telling you, I'm seeing God doing these things to those who are obedient.
Yes.
And then when this stuff starts happening, folk, don't let that old flesh rise up again. Don't let pride come back in. Amen? You just keep doing what you're doing and doing what you're doing. Amen? Like the Dr. Forney said, he said, it was such a pleasure for me to come and share. He was telling us, he said, I'm a doctor, basically, by my education. I'm a doctor. I taught economics for how many years? Many years. And to professors and all over the city. He said, but I heard a call from God. He said, I put all this stuff down. He said, I got so much joy now. Everything is still happening and being blessed. He said, I know economics in and out. Any kind of way you throw it to me, I know it. I am a doctor of economics. But I heard the voice of Jesus. In the Word of God, he said, I began to read. I was going to church all the time. I was reading the Word, but all of a sudden, everything changed. This Word is coming alive. He was describing to us how he had, when I told him back in January that I wanted to be one of our speakers, he already got his message together. He said, but something just wasn't coming together for him. He said, he looked at that and said, well, how am I going to get this message out here? I know this is from God, but it ain't coming together. He said, when Bishop Scott, you told me in April you want me to come from the book of Measure Man, I ain't even heard of that book. As Bishop Price, he showed it to me. I bought the book and read it from cover to cover, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost locked this chapter in with my message. He said, I was just amazed to see how God pulled this thing together, and he did an awesome job. Amen. Folk, when you make up your mind you want to serve God and not bouncing all over the place trying to serve this flesh, you will walk in the power of God. Amen?
Yes.
Now, I'm not telling you got to stop living, but I'm telling you got to start living for Christ.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
See, because you can go all of these places, do all these things, and come back, it's still humdrum. But when you're living for Christ and go, you can see the glory of God everywhere you go. Amen?
Yes.
As I share with my wife, I say, you know what? They're over there talking about that volcano. Last year at this time, we was getting ready to walk all over that land. Amen? We was just enjoying Hawaii. I know y'all saw. I was sending about 780 pictures back. Amen? I was taking pictures of everything. Everywhere I go. I'm taking pictures chasing this rooster down. I ain't seen this rooster in a long time. Come here, Hawaiian rooster. I'm clicking at it. This is a joy of the Lord. Amen? And I'm just looking at all of these mountains, most of them are cradles anyway, from volcano, going up on Diamond Head. I said, God, you know, you just too much. It's just, that's one of the most relaxing vacations I had in a long time.
Amen.
God, we go on vacation, we go and play. Amen?
Amen?
We just had a good time everywhere. Folk was just super nice, going places and just opening doors for us and get on the buses. Come on, sir, you can sit down. I said, I look that bad? No, no, sir, just have a seat. Okay. Amen. But God's just blessing. Amen. When you do what God tell you to do, God opens doors that you will never think of. Amen. He's still saying the same thing. Ask. Seek. Knock. Take them three letters and still come up with ask, right? He still blesses you. There's no struggles. There's no struggles. By the way, we're getting ready to go back to Port of Ramses. Amen. Amen. Go on the water. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to try to walk on water. I'm going to enjoy the water. Amen. But to go in the joy of the Lord. Let me tell you something about the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord hides all of the things of the world. I already know I'm under his divine protection. Nothing can happen to me that he doesn't know about. Amen. That's the reason I can boldly go into these places. I'm not worried about no terrorists. I'm not afraid of the water. I'm not afraid of doing this because you older. Amen?
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy myself because God opened the door.
Yeah.
And he gave me a wife that still got a mind like a 25-year-old when it comes to playing and having joy. Amen? I used to try to keep up with her, not anymore. Amen? Remember going to the Bahamas. We way up there on the third floor, whatever they call a sliding board. She just run up there, and these folks scared to go up there. Will you take my kid? Hey, bring him on up here. I said, let me go up here and see what she's doing. I went down the slide one time. Come on, let's go. No, that's on you. Three stories around. She just going round and round this big old oyster shell. And come back, they got a whole line of these mothers standing up their kids. Well, you think she'll take my kids? No, I don't kill my wife. Y'all go on down. That's too steep down there. She just go there laughing and playing with the kids. Come on, miss, can we go again? No, y'all ain't gonna kill my wife. Amen. But that's the joy. Amen. What was that stuff we did? Parasailing? I still love to parasail. Amen. Man, it's closer than I can get to heaven up there. Amen. When birds flying under me, I can praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Told the man, let it out. Well, we let it out 75 feet. How far it go? It go 530. Let it all the way out. And I was way out there in the clouds. Amen. That was just a peace. See, a lot of times you miss things that God put here for you. You couldn't hear nothing up there. It was just peace. And far as you could see, just water. Probably sharks and everything else. That's their problem. That ain't my problem. Amen. And even when I used to dive, people don't realize diving in the ocean, the beauty, that's a whole different world, quiet and peaceful. But you have to remember you got to come up too. Amen. It's so much that God has put here for us. As believers, we can enjoy those things and still remain a Christian. And when you're walking with that kind of joy, folk coming up, why are you all so happy? Why you have so much peace? Jesus. Put Jesus out there first, because you start there, well, let me tell you this. They, by the time you hear Jesus, they gone. Amen. Throw Jesus first. They either listen or they leave. Amen. I'm telling you to lay everything bare before him. I'm telling you to look at your life today so that you can have joy in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We've been married how many years? What? Huh? I know the month, but it ain't no 30. It is? Let me see without calculation. 3 from 8. Oh, you're right. Okay. I've been saved 38 years. I've known 38 now somewhere. But nevertheless, God has given us great joy. Amen. He has allowed us to go places. Many times people paid for it or just opened doors. But we had joy. Fear never came in place. And what's good about it, he allowed us to witness and share Christ.
Yes.
Amen. We went to the Bahamas. We met, what was his name? Manly. He's a prophet and everything. Manly just took us all over the island. He said, I'm going to even get you in here free. I'm going to take you over here free. And just sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Folk, I'm telling you, if you just live for Christ, you would have so much joy.
Yes.
Amen. You won't have to worry about debt, bad checks, bad. Put that behind you. You can have the worst credit in America. When you get saved, put it behind you and say, Lord, I want to do this thing right.
Yes.
And if you follow him, he'll get you out of debt.
Yep.
You won't have no bad credit no more.
Yep.
You'll be able to go do what you need to do. Yes. You sow into the kingdom of God. You have great joy. Amen.
Yes.
And when God uses you, you teach others that. Amen.
Yes.
Don't be like some folk back home, you know. They go to church and everything, make all the bills. Well, they don't have them like that anymore. Used to be bill collectors come around. The mama would go dive under the bed and tell we're not home and everything. Then be in church all of a sudden doing all that hollering and stuff. Dodging the bill collector. Amen. That ain't no, that, you can't serve God that way, folk. You got to be up front. Then the word of God says that he see everything.
Yes.
You may be trying to get over on some people for a quick minute. They're going to see through you also. But what I'm trying to say here today, lay everything out before the Lord.
Yes.
Look at your calendar. Change your agenda. Say, God, I really want to serve you. I know I planned this and I planned that, but God, you got a call on my life.
Yes.
I don't have time to do all this stuff I want to do until you give me permission to do it.
Yes.
How many know that God can turn back the hands of time?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Y'all thought that was Tyrone Davis, huh? No. No, he done sung it and gone. He ain't even here no more. God is the one that can turn back the hands of time. He's the one that can stop time. Amen. He's the one can tell you to go do this, and you looking at the clock. God said, do what I tell you to do. And now I'm going to let you go do what you want to do. And that all get accomplished, and still you got time to rest.
Amen.
God wants you to know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Especially young people. You're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
There's nobody else made like you.
Yes.
Not even your mom and daddy. You are unique. Amen? And God wants you to use that thing called a brain. And don't let the TV and the world dictate what goes in here.
Amen.
As the military say, trash in, trash out.
Yep.
Get the word of God on the inside. Let this thing expand. You got supernatural, marvelous ideas that has not even come to you yet. But if you keep headphones in your ear and always sitting right here, your mind is just going to fog over. Amen. And you're going to stop talking. You're going to be grunting like the rest of them. I mean, what are we on, a planet of the apes? What's going on around here? People can't even talk anymore. Amen. Use this what God has given you. Now, I'm not telling you to throw your cell phone away because I love technology. But I see what technology is doing to human beings. It's separating you. It's isolating you. You don't even know how to go out and play and enjoy yourself. Amen. You got to have something stuck up in your ears. You got to be texting. And you got to be looking at this. Hey, son, come here. Come here. Or go over here and get one. That's terrible. Amen. We're going to see on this graduation. I've been going down the aisle with the texting and stuff. I hope they take all of your cell phones and everything. Amen. Cap and gown, amen. God wants you to live, amen. Live and enjoy life, amen. See, the enemy every day is trying to paint a picture of fear and devastation. The last whole week here, even before this shooting, they running articles on MSN about watch your children, missing children, children being kidnapped, and all of this other. Don't you know that puts fear? Well, they're making us aware. You ought to already be aware of your child. Amen? But all of this fear, because now they're trying to kidnap everybody's child. Don't believe it. You anoint your child when you get up in the morning. You give God a preeminence over that child's life. You anoint that child, and you're going in the name of Jesus. You can't beat that child everywhere they go, but God can. Amen? He took care of you even when you was disobedient. Amen? So now you have to leave it up to him to take care of your child. Amen? All these world headlines birth nothing but fear and doubt and bring about unbelief. God is not weak. God is holy. And God still watches over those who will surrender themselves to him. Amen? I'm telling you, get to know Jesus Christ like never before. I don't want you to know the church Jesus and the denomination of Jesus. The black Jesus, the white Jesus. Throw them all out there in the woods and tubs somewhere. Just get to know the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Yes.
Let him birth himself into your spirit.
Yes.
Let him come alive so he can speak to you.
Yes.
Even when you're in the room by yourself, you can hear him talking to you.
Yes.
Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
Amen. I know some of you may not understand when I talk about the joy of the Lord. You have to experience it for yourself.
Yes.
And once God touched you, you know what? You do become like Superman. You believe you can do all things in Christ who strengthens you. Amen? So as we close out this message today, your past is your past. Don't bring it up. Amen? You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Just come and confess that stuff that you know is not right in your life. Amen? 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins, he's talking to the believer, that he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
God is not a God that had do anything. Amen? This is a new day for somebody.
Yes.
Amen? I don't care what you've done.
Yes.
As long as you haven't blasphemed the Holy Ghost, and you have not, because you wouldn't be sitting here.
Yes.
You just fall under the power of God and confess.
Yes.
If things are not working for you, you come and confess.
Yes.
I'm going to throw this appeal out here. Dr. Esther and Mom, and y'all probably the oldest ladies in here. Oldest, I didn't say old, what's oldest, amen? Amen, I had to get that right. Amen, I don't want to be standing in the rain today. Amen. But I'm saying this here, in the other mature women in the Lord, amen? I had to pick these words, Brother Michael, they mess you up, amen. Y'all, younger ladies, start going to them and get to know them and speak to them. Now, they're not confession booths, okay? But just go and share with them. and let that wisdom. Mom, that got all kinds of wisdom. And the way she poured out is with love and joy and laughter. I don't care how down you are, you ain't going to be down long. Amen? Ain't that right, Natara? I remember when she first come to this church, she walked over there and hugged Natara. She didn't know what to do. She almost fell apart. Anthony Heaven, he just started shouting and everything. Bishop, ain't nobody ever done that to me. She just hugged me, and something just went all through me. By the way, he just graduated his doctorate. Anthony Heaven. Amen. Amen. So I'm telling you, you younger ladies, get with the older ladies and get the wisdom of God.
Amen.
And that's not just these two. There's others out there that you know. Amen. Now that don't mean because they only got wisdom. If they ain't got Jesus, they don't listen to that mess. Because their wisdom going to turn to gossip. You don't need that mess. Amen.
Yes.
Let them speak the word of God into your life. Amen.
Amen.
Let them speak life to you.
Yes.
Same thing with young men. Amen. I'm older, but I'm not a dinosaur. Amen. And God do give me some wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
You want it, I give it to you. Amen. But don't waste my time. You're not going to listen and follow through. Amen. Because pretty much what I'm going to say is going to go against your little grain. It's going to rub you wrong. But if you just listen, you're going to come out on top. Amen. Because I want the best for you. And God wants the best for you. Amen. Because I know the world is turning a brighter light and making stuff look so enticing to pull you to it, but you don't realize behind that is nothing but death and destruction, sorrow and depression, pulling you down. Amen? It's not in the world, folk. We've been there. Just like we did once upon a time. You may say, y'all old and outdated. Y'all don't know what's happening. That's what I used to say about my parents. My parents are old. They don't know what's going on. But you know what? They did know what was going on. And then I started watching, paying a little close attention. Not only did she know what was going on, Mama, she started praying, and I'm in trouble now.
Yeah.
Amen. And so I knew she had a connection with God, so I left that alone. Thank God I'm here today because of a little gray-haired woman praying. Amen.
Amen.
And you have to understand, you got people praying for you. You have to understand the power of God works through people because they have a concern. Jason, you hear how all these people congratulating you and everything? That's love.
Yes.
This church loves you.
Yes.
This church wants the best for you.
Yes.
We want you to excel beyond what you could ever think.
Yes.
If you walk with God, you will. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. I say that to Jason, because he's graduating. But this is for every one of you young people out there. We love you. We want you to succeed. Amen. We don't want you to take the gifts God gave you and take them to the world. Because that's a fleeing moment. It's a fleeing moment. And not, you know, bringing up any many of the stars who started out in the church and everything. Use their gifts to the world. And they're not on earth no more. Amen. Use those so you have a long life. If any of you children here have a problem with your parents, you go ahead and talk to the Lord about it. Amen? Because the Word of God says, honor your father and mother, that your days will be long upon the land which the Lord giveth thee. Amen? You want long life? Honor your parents. Amen? Curse them and you will shorten your life. Amen? Or you wish you were shortened with all the stuff that comes behind it. But God wants you to live holy. Amen? Lay everything bare before the Lord. We don't have nothing to hide. Amen? God bless you.